to introduce our speakers. First speakers this evening, or this morning. I'm not used to mornings anywhere except at the printing press. I titled this this little 2-minute piece "Introducing the Barbarians." I want you to pay special attention to the second sentence here, because this is where I really learned a lot about Crispin. The first sentence: Crispin Elsett, born in Vancouver in 1947, has an MA in English from the University of British Columbia. He worked, this is the second sentence, he worked for a time as a veterinarian's assistant and bear ward at Vancouver's Stanley Park Zoo. Now, I'm from Montana, and the thought of cuddling up with a bear is somewhat frightening. And my mother used to frighten me by pointing out two things. One, that bears like to eat children. And two, that they had a special prison for them in my very own hometown. There was a little concrete blockhouse with an iron gate in a big park. And it was, of course, the gardener's shed. But my mother told me that's where they kept the bad bears. So Crispin, when he left the West Stanley Park Zoo, they let him out. He then turned to acting and worked in professional theater in the late 1960s, principally on stage and in radio. He has a magnificent voice. He has acted in all of Shakespeare's plays, has directed and composed music for some of them as well. His primary avocation, however, has always been writing, particularly poetry and essays. He also translates from several languages, and his first book, Climate and the Affections, was shortlisted for the Governor General's Award for Poetry. That's the Governor General of Canada. We don't have one here. And his second collection of prose and verse, A Natural History of Surprise, was published by the Barbarian Press in 2002. Crispin's partner in crime and in life and in the press is Jan Elsted, who is also a native Vancouverite. She played competitive golf before entering university and developed a strong interest in theater and acting, has performed in community theater, written monologues and short pieces for stage performance. Her book, Blessed Are the Patient Particulars, a journal of her years spent in an English village and a meditation on contrast between English and North American landscapes, is being prepared for publication. In 1977, Jan and Crispin founded the Barbarian Press in Kent, England, and in 1978 they relocated it to Mission, British Columbia, where the press has been active ever since. The press is devoted to wood engravings, Greek and Roman classics, books on books, and of course they use the most exquisite materials in handset type. Their talk this morning is entitled The Painless Adventures of Pericles, Prince of Tyre. So, welcome Jan and Crispin.